So the race for the News and Star Cup starts this weekend. 13 teams, 2 to go down. And to preview all the action, delighted to welcome into our Dungarvan studios MacDara McDonagh from the Dungarvan Leader and TG Cahir, and Kieran O'Gorman, coach of the All-Ireland winning minor and under 21 Waterford teams in 2013 and 2016. And Mac, Liam Cahill might be in the stands over the weekend to take in these matches. What's your reaction to the news that he's staying on for 2022?
I'm using the same phrase all the time. I'm pleasantly shocked. I really did not see it happening. And I have to say plaudits to those who ensure that he is staying, because think of if he had gone, you'd nearly say you could have lost the impetus of the 2 years. You know, now you can build on it. And I think it's great. It's great. But I'm very, very surprised, but pleasantly so.
Kieran, what do you make of it?
I agree with Mac. I couldn't believe it. I genuinely thought, I was asked a couple of times during the week, I suppose Cahill is gone, Liam Cahill is gone. And I said, in my opinion, he's gone. I said, because like, he's a Tipperary man. If he was offered a Tipperary job, he'd surely take it. But obviously he sees something here with us, and he's built something over 2 years and he wants to continue with it. So, I'm delighted he's staying. Honestly, I can't believe it.
Yeah, does this give Waterford the best possible chance, Kieran, to compete for trophies again in 2022?
It does to us, but what it does, it gives the players an awful confidence that this man has decided he had an opportunity to manage his own county, which I think every manager in the country has an aspiration maybe to manage their own county at senior level at some stage. But I think that this man, Liam Cahill turned down his own county, if the reports are right, to stick with this bunch of players. So that has to instill an awful lot of belief into the Waterford players that this man turned down his own county to stay with them. So he, in his heart of hearts, he believes the Waterford are well capable of challenging Limerick for All-Ireland honours next year.
Yeah, McDarrell, like a lot of talk this week about who is the next best team to Limerick, and you could argue that it is Waterford, after what happened to Cork last Sunday in Croke Park. But looking on the local scene, which team is best placed to challenge Ballygunner and stop their bid for 8 in a row this year?
I was just thinking, when I was going to say something about Limerick, and then you mentioned Ballygunner, or even probably, do you know what, they're probably further ahead of the pack, really, than Limerick are. Ballygunner, they're on seven, aren't they? Nine, if they get nine, they equal the record. If they get 10, they create a record. And I'm, unfortunately, and I was thinking about this when I was previewing the championship kind of last week, it's almost a little bit boring, the Waterford Hurling Championship in the last couple of years, because we haven't seen anybody remotely coming near Ballygunner. I think the nearest team any came last year was a 9 points or 10 points or something like that. It's very, very difficult, and they're even better this year. They've Pádraic Mahony back. And look at the lad they're going to get next year off this year's minor team, Patrick Fitzgerald. They're continually getting these players. Their intermediate team hammered Ballyduff Lower, who were exceptionally competitive in last year's intermediate county final. So the Ballygunner second team, you know, hammer them. So they have the resources, they have the players. It's very, very difficult to see. I would have thought a couple of years ago that De La Salle might have challenged them, but De La Salle seemed to have fallen back a bit. We'll come back to De La Salle after a while in, but so it's really hard to see anybody.
Yeah, Kieran, in your opinion, who is number two in the county at the moment if Ballygunner are undisputed number one?
If you asked me this time last year, I'd have said Lismore. That's what my Lismore cap on. I think that probably the best team that could challenge them over the next year or two is Abbeyside. I just think that they have a young side. They have good young players coming through. I think they had five on this year's minor team starting. I saw them playing Lismore last week in minor. They're four or five big young lads, and like, they'll develop into good senior players. So they could be a team to challenge them. But at the moment, it's how much they're going to win it by, unfortunately, I think. But in saying that, if every player in the county thinks that, there's no point in them going training. So every other team that's playing senior hurling, they're going training, saying, geez, somebody's going to beat him someday. Why can't it be us? So, like, that's the attitude that you have to have. And I know that's the attitude that all teams have. Like, knowing all the lads from home and fellas from other clubs and everything, they're saying, they can't keep when they can't. No, it's hard to see who's going to beat them. But someday they're going to be beaten, and why can't it be us? And that's what players have to believe in, you know. But they have seem to have a conveyor belt of talent, and it's not even the conveyor belt of talent, but like if you watch them playing from under 14 to senior, they all play, they have a template, and every single Ballygunner team plays it the same way, and it's nobody's able to grasp it at the moment. But look, it's the start of a new year this weekend, new championship, so everyone's going to hope, everyone has their goals and they hope to set out to achieve them. I suppose some clubs are hoping to win it and some clubs are hoping to avoid relegation and everything, but yeah, it's just hard to see beyond Ballygunner.
Yeah, and McDara Ballyduff Upper have the first shot at the champions, 2 o'clock Saturday in Fraher Field. Ballygunner or Ballyduff Upper back up in the senior ranks after winning the intermediate last year. What would be a successful 2021 for them?
Oh, survival. Anytime you go up from intermediate up to senior, staying up is because a lot of clubs who have gone up in the last couple of years have come down, including on Ryan, three attempts and three rapid descents back to the intermediate grade. You know, it's there's a big gap. Fair play to you know, Ballysacker survived up. Maybe that was because of the circumstances, but there was no relegation last year. But they survived, and first thing you go up and survive, consolidate, compete, contest. That's what I would say in those four in that order for any team that goes up. But it's a very rude introduction to the senior ranks again. Ballygunner, who, like, you have to admire one thing about them, is the hunger is there year after year. Now look, they're humans as well. Someday they won't be, they'll be a bit below par, and what another club has to hope, and hope is always there, that they'll hit top form on the day and that it'll be a knockout game. It'll be a knockout game. It's a quarter final or a semi final. Very hard to beat them in a county final because of all of their experience. That you're hoping they'll be a knockout game, because if they get beaten in a group game, oh God, help the rest of the team, because then they'll really wake up. You know, so it's but then look, I remember Paddy Butler, a Drummond Inch, sent to me one time, he said, a dream always starts with one person. He said, one person dreams that his club can do action. And he said, he wasn't boasting. He said he was the first that said Drummond Inch could win, and they came from nowhere and they did win a Tip County final some years ago. So it's a dream starts with somebody. And as Kieran was saying, there are lads there who will dream that they can catch Ballygunner. It's difficult to see it, but sure, look.
Well, hopefully the other 12 clubs are listening to this, McDermott, might take some inspiration going into to Saturday and the coming weeks ahead. Kieran, turning to Group C, we have De La Salle, Dungarvan and Mount Sion. Like, one of these teams will finish bottom and go into relegation playoff. De La Salle and Dungarvan gets it all underway, 6:30 start Saturday evening for Fraher Field. How do you see this game going?
Tomás, first of all, thanks for giving McDara the Ballygunner Ballyduff game and asking me about Group C. this is one group that none of the three teams can fancy that they'll win it, but one of them is going to end up in a relegation. It's so tight. Along with Group D, I think they are two very tough groups, because both teams are capable of beating each other. But getting back to this Saturday night, De La Salle and Dungarvan. De La Salle have been in more county finals in the last 7 or 8 years, nearly as many as Ballygunner. And they seem to be the team that everyone are saying that, oh, they can topple Ballygunner, they can topple Ballygunner. So I know Dungarvan are building away quietly. They have Peter Smith from Middleton in charge of them this year. I believe they're going well. Don't like sitting on the ditch, but if I was put to, I'd fancy De La Salle.
Very good. We'll hold you to that, Kieran. We'll get your predictions for the groups a little bit later on. McDara, turn to Sunday, Group A. We have a mini Western Championship here. It all starts in Fraher Field, 4 Mile Water versus Ballysaggart, 1:30 throw in. Michael Ryan back on the sideline with 4 Mile this time around. How far can they go this year?
When Kieran was talking earlier on about Abbeyside, I would agree with him, but Abbeyside and 4 Mile, same thing. It's virtually impossible to compete meaningfully at the two codes. And while Ballinacourty are going well, and congratulations on winning the county final last year's county final last Saturday, it's very, very hard to switch from one code to another when you have the same players. 4 Mile's problem is Denier. You know, and it's, that's the wrong way to put it. It's their difficulty, and the Nair's difficulty is 4 mile water, if you know what I mean. I'm not putting one above the other. But
just sorry, just on that, Mac, do you think that the split season is going to help them two clubs?
It'll help to a certain extent, it will, yeah. It will. And that's one great thing that came out of the COVID, that you're not switching from codes week to week. So for my look, they have Jamie, they have Conor Gleeson, they have another cohort of good players as well. Ballysaggart, we know Ballysaggart, a fantastic goalkeeper, Michael Ryan, one of the best in the county, and the three boys. And that's not casting any aspersions.
The three Bennett brothers.
The three boys. You know, if the three boys play at the top of their form, as they have done time and time again, they're very hard to beat. On the very shaky grounds that for mine might be more balanced outfit, and that in Jamie they have their own particular star there, I'd give them a narrow vote. But if the three boys hit top form, anything would happen.
Kieran, I'm going to throw you another hospital pass. Lismore versus Tallow, 6:30 Sunday evening.
That's very unfair now, asking the Lismore man to predict a Lismore match.
How intense is the rivalry between these two clubs?
There's no rivalry between them two clubs at all, Tomás. look, it's a local derby. Anything can happen in it. I'm not going to sit here and start telling you lies or anything. I don't know too much. All I do know is that both teams have prepared very well, from what I've been told. The big problem for Lismore is Éireann Daly. Éireann Daly hasn't played hurling since Waterford played Laois. Now, if he can't line out on a Sunday, it's a huge loss. Padraig Pendergast is gone for the year. So, I think we kind of have to put a line through Padraig, unfortunately, and I'd like to wish him the best. He had his operation this week. He's gone for the year, so you can't say we're missing him Sunday. But David Pendergast is also missing because he's suspended. He was sent off in last year's semi-final, so he's missing the first game. So, like, if David and Éireann are missing, like, it's your 3-6 missing. It's going to be a tough task in a local derby, and it's the first game, so everybody's going to fancy their chances in the first game, and they're going to be up for it. But look, I never want to sit here and not tip Lismore, so I think Lismore are going to win.
Very good, very good. So we'll go, McDara, from a Western derby to an Eastern derby, Group D, Sunday afternoon, Passage versus Rowan Moore, 3:15 in Welsh Park, a repeat of last year's quarter final, which Passage won and went on to contest the county final. Who do you think will come out on top on this occasion?
The beauty of coming up to a championship is you always hear the rumours, you know, and the rumours are emanating from Passage that there could be short a few players here. Don't know how true that is. We'll find out at throw-in time. Peter Quigley's second year with Ron Moore. Hard to call this one. If there's a bit of truth in that about Passage missing a few players, no, they will have Mark Fitzgerald this year, who's a superb hurler. And to me, will be challenging very, very strongly for a regular place on the county senior team next year. If Passage are missing a few players, maybe Rowan Moore.
Very good, very good. So there are predictions from our expert analysts for round one of the county senior hurling championship.
Don't know about the expert part. But,
but now it's time to put your head on the block, lads. We'll start with yourself, Kieran. Who will be the 8 teams to go through to the quarterfinals of the championship?
Is more 4 mile water, Ballygunner, Abbeyside.
Leave C at the end.
leave C and D to McDara. I'm going to go. Jeez, I can't even attempt to predict Group C, Tomás. I know I've tipped De La Salle.
If they're going to through my head, Kieran Cuggs, I would say De La Salle and Dungarvan. If they're going to put my
probably,
head now.
Yeah, but then Mount Sion could turn around and win their two games. Absolutely. As well. It's just so up in the air, that one. And in Group D, I'm going to say Clonmay are going to come out of the group.
Are you hearing good things about Clonmay, Kieran?
Yeah, I am. And, like, Kieran Kerwin is going to be a big asset to Clonmay.
Billy Power is struggling with a knee injury, and Billy will be a massive loss.
Well, it's their second year up. They've learned a lot from that. They weren't too bad last year. They were unlucky in games. I'll go with Clonmay and... Jesus, Owen Kelly's going to be on the phone to me. I'm going to go Clonmay and Rowan Moore.
Very good. So the county finalists from last year to lose out. McDara, you're 8.
I go from, I think, Lismore 4 mile. I think Ballygunner Abbeyside. I think I said it there, but it's, look, I go De La Salle Dungarvan, but as Cug said, Mount Sion could win the two games. And the last one, if I thought Billy Power was missing, I would go for Passage and Roll Moore. If I thought Passage were missing a few players, I'd go for Roll Moore and Clonay. So I'll stick my head out there and I'll say Passage and Roll Moore, just to be different from Kieran, you know, so that one of us can have the bragging rights when it comes later in the year.
And in a word, lads, who will be lifting the News and Star Trophy? Kieran, start with yourself.
Ballygunner.
McDara.
I'm not going to disagree.
Unanimous. Well, lads, I really enjoyed that. Kieran O'Gorman and McDara McDonagh, thanks so much for your time today, and enjoy all the games over the weekend.
Thanks, boss.
Great stuff.